a Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, June 11th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. St. Louis's largest airline is under fire. An activist investor has bought a big stake and is calling for big changes at Southwest Airlines.
If you get people that don't know anything about the airline business deciding what Southwest has to do in St. Louis, St. Louis is in trouble.
That's the concern of airline analyst Mike Boyd of Colorado, who says while the investment firm Elliott Management makes some relevant points about Southwest needing to upgrade technology and behind-the-scenes procedures, he also says it's clear they are not airline industry experts.
See, what I'm afraid of is Elliott will walk in there and say, well, other airlines charge for luggage. You better charge, too. You're losing money, which is not necessarily true. But when you have people that don't know the airline industry looking at what American's doing or other airlines are doing and trying to force them on Southwest, you got a problem.
Elliott Management says Southwest has wasted money on adding new flights that are not full instead of making money upcharging for amenities. The firm cites flights that are under 70% full, which for St. Louis could mean flights to places like Des Moines and Detroit. But Boyd says drawing the line at 70% is, quote, malarkey. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Governor Mike Parson has denied clemency for convicted killer David Hoser, who will be executed this evening.
David Hoser was convicted of killing Angela Gilpin in 2009 following an affair. She reconciled with her husband, and investigators say Hoser then made threats. He eventually killed Gilpin outside of her apartment. Congresswoman Cori Bush and Congressman Emanuel Cleaver sent a letter to Governor Parson urging him to halt the execution based on medical experts saying that Hoser had significant brain damage from a stroke when he committed the killing. Associated Press correspondent Jim Salter tells KMOX Hoser will be the second execution this year.
Parson's been governor since 2018, and this will be the 10th execution that he's overseen. Of course, he's a former county sheriff. He's a very strict law and order governor. Yeah, he came out pretty strongly that he believes that Mr. Hoser is guilty and deserves the punishment that he's about to get.
Hoser has maintained his innocence. Salter will witness the execution. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
St. Charles County residents are starting to receive their 2024 personal property assessment changes. The notices affect only personal property, not real estate taxes. Personal property bill taxes are not due until the end of the year. However, when you receive your notice, you should check it over to make sure the bills are accurate.
Developers are looking to places like Jefferson County to build because the land space is ripe for new housing options. But is everyone ready?
Jefferson County residents can have their say Thursday during a public hearing about the Hillcrest development off Romaine Creek Road in Fenton. Duplexes and triplexes could be built there.
Because you have property with your single family home, you don't automatically have a right to tell other property owners that they can't sell their property for develop as apartments or duplexes or smaller lot size homes.
David Stokes with the Show Me Institute says the tough thing about being in local government is that the people mad at you might be your neighbors, but officials still need to weigh both sides.
I think it's important that elected officials, in this case in Jefferson County, realize that there are real harms to saying no to these developments. It might be easy politically in the short term to get the really active opponents of projects to support you by denying it. But those choices have real negative long-term costs in reducing growth, in increasing the cost of housing because you've limited expansion.
Jefferson County was sued in April of 2023 for denying apartments to be built near Arnold after a large group showed up to a meeting to oppose it.
Democracy's not always easy. Nor should it be.
Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
The head of the St. Louis Film Office says the region is building its capacity for TV and film production. Kelly Hyatt stopped by the KMOX studios Monday. She says a major priority is ensuring film production is efficient and safe, both for filmmakers as well as for St. Louis area residents and businesses.
I've met with the police. I've met with the parks, meeting with the streets department, the Office of Special Events. The reality is the infrastructure for big filming is not quite in place, and we all just kind of need to get on the same page.
As a former location manager, Hyatt says the St. Louis region offers producers a variety of settings. From the KMOX Business Desk, the state of Missouri has a near-record cash surplus heading into the new fiscal year, about $1.7 billion more than Governor Mike Parson anticipated when he unveiled his budget proposal in January. The budget sitting on Parsons' desk must be signed by the end of the month before the start of the new fiscal year, and the surplus means everything in it can be funded.
That won't necessarily stop Parsons from vetoing items. Last year, he vetoed more than $550 million in spending. One major reason for the surplus, major staffing shortages across every area of state government. Sales tax revenues are up 9%, but income taxes have declined 3%. Taxes on marijuana and collecting sales tax on internet purchases has also helped.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.